Today's show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up at 11, Seth Joyner joins the show. Interested in his take on Jalen Hurts. Nick Sirianni as well. We'll talk to Seth Elliott later on, and we'll get to a lot of Phillies scenarios as things keep changing, evolving in the National League playoff picture. Phillies lose last night with the whatever that was, a bullpen game, a tie-one game. It was a mess in the pitching department. We expected that, though. They're back at it tonight. But when it comes to the Eagles, Sirianni, Hurts, bigger concern moving forward. And let's be clear on this. There's concern on both. Let's not put our head in the sand. We have a quarterback turns the ball over a lot. The head coach, I have no idea what he's doing half the time. I say I'm more concerned with Hurts. I'm not letting Sirianni off the hook.
Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, you can be sorry all you want. I mean, let's get our head screwed on straight for these games. Sirianni is a concern, but Jalen,
clean it up, Joe.
Got to clean it up. Yeah. Sirianni's a concern, but Hurts is the bigger concern for me. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. AB in Philly is up. Hey, AB.
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 Listen.
What's up?
Y'all killing my man Hurt, dog. Y'all keep throwing this last year stuff up in the mix. Last year he had a trash offensive coordinator. Now he's learning a new offense. Like the producer said, it's in 6 weeks, Jalen Hurts is still throwing interceptions. All right, I got a problem with that. But right now, we talking about a man who's, again, like I said last week, learning a new offense. Mistakes come with getting better. Yeah, he turned the ball over last year, but this ain't last year. It's a new year. He's learning a new offense. He has to learn the offense. If you notice, in the first half, he's shaky. But when it comes down to that second half, what did he do them last two games in the second half? He got comfortable. Give him a couple weeks for y'all to start. Oh, Jalen Hurts, turn the ball. Some of the greatest quarterbacks turn the ball over multiple times.
Not like this. Not like this. Can I ask you a question about new offenses? Is Geno Smith got a new offensive coordinator? Yes. Does Sam Darnold have a new offensive coordinator? Yes. Does Jaden Daniels, fresh out of college, have a new offense he's learning? They're all out playing them. Maybe we got to stop with this right, the new coordinator stuff. Half the league gets a new coordinator every year. You got to perform. He has 6 turnovers already.
All right. So, like I said, I ain't talking about them quarterback.
We can't use the excuse. Why do they learn faster than he does?
Different quarterbacks do different things. But all I'm saying is, give the man a chance. Stop lumping in last year with this year.
But it's a continuation. Don't you see this? He throws the ball to the team wearing the other jersey too much. Doesn't that bother you?
Then you got to take into consideration the interception. He shouldn't even have been throwing the ball to my man last week.
Devontae Smith.
That's a Dallas Goddard. That's a Dallas Goddard, AJ. That's a Dallas Goddard, AJ Brown pass.
AJ Brown wasn't playing.
I know. And then y'all ain't even giving him that credit. Two starting offensive linemen out. Both of his best wide receivers out. And he still found Jalen Hurts still found a way to win the game. Give the man a shot. Give him at least 4 weeks before you start really.
Oh, you guys are out of control.
One more week.
AB, we appreciate the call.
No, I mean
can we be real? He's turned the ball over 6 times in 3 games. 6 times.
Well, technically 4, but I get what you're saying.
2 fumbles.
I know what you're saying. I know.
Fumbles are turnovers. That play on Sunday was a turnover.
No technicality.
No. That's a turnover. He dropped the ball and the 6 picked it up. It's a turnover.
I'm just saying.
I have a read on this. We don't want to believe what our eyes are telling us on Jalen. We want to live in a world where this can't be happening. I don't think Jalen's bad. I think Jalen's good. The question is he just okay? So far through 3 weeks, I feel like I'm watching
Groundhog Day.
An average, a little above average quarterback in the grand scheme of the NFL. Not like he's certainly talented.
Above average. Above
slightly.
Average quarterback. But above average is still above average.
But is that good enough?
Well, I'm saying you're saying that he's a slightly above average. I think Jalen's a good quarterback. I think he's better than what he's played over the last couple of weeks. I've seen some good things from Jalen. He doesn't have the arm strength that you would want from your quarterback, but he has adequate arm strength.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that as far as his reads are going, he's gotten better with some of the things that he reads defensively. I don't think he's the guy where Tampa Bay Buccaneers talked about him a few years ago, couldn't read defenses. I don't think he's that guy anymore. Now, is there a tell on him? We will find out, because you know I think the Saints were talking about how he can't throw to his left or something like
can't
that.
Can't go so to his left. Yeah.
Can't go to his left.
Throw so. Or run. Like he's just not as good. Yeah.
So that's something that we're gonna have to see. I think this is a growing situation, and I think as far as the offense and everything is concerned, he's done a pretty good job in a 3-week span. Now, after that 4th week, he has to play better. This has been my mantra when it comes to quarterbacks since I played in the NFL. You got to give them 4 weeks before you find out who they are. Especially,
but this is year 5 of his career.
I understand, Joe. I understand. And here's a guy who, when you look at his stat line from the last couple of years, he's taking more chances with the football this year and last year. That's a fact. When you look at his numbers, he has taken more chances with the football. And with that being said, there are going to probably be some more interceptions. But I feel like if you remove half of those interceptions that he's thrown so far, I can live with that.
Well, of course, we all could.
I can live with that.
But they're not eliminated. They're there.
We can't do that.
No, but it's still early in the game. That's what I'm trying to say. It's still early in the game.
Despite the worst thing he does, he's fine.
Like, he is. Like, this is the thing about quarterbacks, man, in my humble opinion, when it comes to guys like that. You have to allow them to grow. You have to allow them to see the mistakes they make, and you can't put more undue pressure on, because I'm pretty sure he already has pressure on.
Didn't we all talk about the best thing Jalen could do is just be a game manager? Like, we're talking about taking risks. Like, these are unnecessary risks when you're in the offense that you're in.
I'm not excusing the carelessness with the ball on the fumbles. Now, I will say this. I talked to a few people about the pass that he threw to Devontae Smith in the end zone. They said that was a good read. Like most people I've discussed it with, that was a good read. It was just that Honey Badger had the line on it and he picked it off. But that was considered a good read. So it's some of those things where, you know, when you look at some of the interceptions, you could make the argument that it really wasn't his fault. That was a good read, though. That was definitely a good read.
And maybe it was. I mean, that's just this one. But we've done this a lot over the last 2 years. Like, maybe this wasn't his fault. Maybe it wasn't. He's the common denominator.
No doubt about that. And that's not me making an excuse. That's because at the end of the day, when things like that happen, it's on you. It's definitely on you.
There's no question. Let's get to Ray Dittinger. Ray Dittinger here yesterday with the morning show talking about Jalen Hurts. Here's Ray on Hurts and the interceptions.
You have to be concerned about Hurts. I mean, you just do. I mean, he's just making too many mistakes. He's just making too many mistakes. And it's going to be very hard to keep winning if he's going to keep making mistakes the way he's making them. Do you realize, I mean, we've all talked endlessly about giveaway, takeaway, turnover ratio, how that is the biggest single indicator of wins and losses in the NFL. It just is. I mean, that's the game today. Do you realize the last time, you know how far back you have to go for the last game when the Eagles came out on the plus of giveaway takeaway?
How far back?
Kansas City last year.
That's brutal.
That's crazy.
11, it's been 11 games since you won giveaway takeaway. You didn't even win it yesterday.
Well, they didn't. It's remarkable they have a winning record. I mean, when you just factor in that statistic that Ray Dittinger, it really is. 215-592-9494. Bigger concern right now for you with the Eagles as we move forward here. It's a 2-1 team, but I hope we learn from last year. Let's just get caught up. Well, they're 2-1. They were 10-1 last year. Their issues, and it came back to bite them.
I'm with you on that.
They got to be better. I mean, I think we all agree the head coach and the quarterback needs to be better. It's a matter of who's the bigger concern.
I feel Q was sort of going this way, and I've heard callers mention this already. About like, oh, look at other quarterbacks and Mahomes like turning it over and stuff. And then we do this thing with Jalen where we try to parse out every interception whose fault it was. You know what we don't do? That with other quarterbacks.
If you're gonna go there, you gotta go with everybody.
I feel like this. And a lot of times it just amazes me how, like, when pundits talk about the NFL, for certain quarterbacks they like to bring up last year instead of having every year on its own merit. Every year is different. We talked about this year how it looks like the running backs are having a resurgence. The NFL, whether we want to admit it or not, it stands on its own every year. It's different every year.
I agree with that. It feels like this year might be a more run game defense.
Yes,
year.
And it feels like the scoring is down in the NFL. So I don't think, like, and a lot of pundits do this, I don't think in the sense of if you're talking about this year, and I know we like to use sampling size and we like to use analytics, I don't think it's fair to talk about some of the stats from last year in this year's setting being is that it's different this year.
All right, I think that's fair. All right, let me throw this at you. And because I said a few minutes ago, I think so far this year, He's done some good, but the too many turnovers. I think he's been slightly above average. So as we were going through this, I just wrote down guys I think have outplayed him so far this year.
Josh Allen, for sure.
So I came up with 13 names of guys I think have played better through 3 weeks. Now,
Jay Daniels.
So I got Allen, Kyler, Purdy, Darnold, Lamar, Daniels, Burrow, Geno, Rodgers. I mean, he's playing well. His team stinks right now.
I'll give you that one.
I mean, he has 5 touchdowns, no picks. Rodgers, Stafford, Mahomes, Stroud, Carr. So I have him at like 14 right now. Not bad, but it's still more middle of the pack. A couple years ago, the feeling was Jalen was great, right? Or like close to great. Top 5, top 7. Last year, let's be real, he was closer to middle of the pack. So far, let's just stay in this year like you want him. And I think that's fair. He's, again, to me, it feels middle of the pack-ish.
And out of all those quarterbacks you named, how many of those are still working with the same offensive coordinator?
All right, so Allen.
Because I think Josh Allen, he's just now coming into his own with his coordinator,
they
right?
They switched around Thanksgiving last year.
Yes.
So Allen, Murray, Purdy, Lamar, Burrow, Rodgers, Stafford, Mahomes, Stroud, they're all with the same guy.
Yeah,
so it's like 3 of them have new guys.
Yeah, and to be trying to be fair and balanced, because I get what you're saying, Joe, and I'm not excusing Jalen for some of the things that he's done, but he is working with a new offensive coordinator with a new offense, and I feel like in the small sampling size that he's done pretty good with adjusting to a new coordinator. Now, is there a lot of meat on that bone? No doubt about that. No doubt about it, and he has to play better. But when you ask me who is the bigger offense to this team right now, it's the coach. Because I feel like the quarterback is ascending. The coach is trying to figure out, he's trying to get in where he fits in.
That's fair.
And by him doing that, Joe, he's making bonehead decisions.
Yeah, the coach is more awkward. I mean,
like he's sitting like, and again, I like Coach Sirianni, but when you talk about the lesser of the two evils, to me, it's Jalen, because you have a coach that's sitting there every day justifying decisions that he's making. And guess what, people? This ain't going nowhere. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of Coach Sirianni sitting there in meetings after games when decisions are made. If they're not, they don't look kosher, he's going to be asked who made it. And he's going to get defensive. Hopefully he doesn't. But he's going to get defensive, and it's going to be one of those things where it could potentially get ugly. So he's the biggest problem with this team right now.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Elliot in Lumberton. Hey, Elliot.
Hello.
Hey, Elliot. What's up, buddy?
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good, Elliot. What are you feeling?
What's up, man?
Oh.
Well, first, I want to say thanks for taking my call. This is my first time finally actually getting through. So,
well, we appreciate you making the call. And listen, we're excited to have you part of the show, Elliot. So what do you think of today? Who do you think is a bigger concern here?
So I definitely think Sirianni is the bigger concern long term. I was at the Atlanta game, and I just the decision making to not take points when they're available, and then to see that again several times against the Saints, I don't understand it.
Me neither.
It's mind-boggling. I mean, Elliot, especially the one this past weekend against the Saints, because there's just like the risk reward there makes no sense, none.
Like you pass up on two shorter field goals. But then you decide to go for the 60-yard field goal when Jake Elliott hasn't attempted a field goal in several games at that point.
Yeah, you almost iced your own kicker. He almost iced his own guy.
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did. And in terms of, like, defending Jalen, because I am a Jalen fan. I am a Jalen supporter. I definitely think we're overly critical of him, and I think part of it has to do with us being burned by Wentz in the past, and we don't want to see history repeat itself, because if we look at it stat-wise, he has the same amount of interceptions right now as Patrick Mahomes and Jared Goff, who everybody's still high on the Lions right now.
I am one of those people. I think Detroit's really good, and that's a fair point.
I do too.
Yeah, Goff's turned it over too much. Yep.
Yeah, like they're exactly the same stat-wise with passing touchdowns and interceptions. So I just think if we're going to be so critical of Jalen, we need to do that same thing with all of the other quarterbacks.
Elliot, that's fair, and he's not the only one. Elliot, we appreciate the phone call. So there's different ways to look at interceptions, right? You know, you were mentioning Hugh, some could be on a receiver, right, a certain play, you know. Mm-hmm. There's also, and you mentioned this too, and we do this a lot, like how much time, Jalen throws it more now than he used to, right? They throw the ball
Definitely.
More now. So you can look at interception percentage, not just the raw numbers, right? If you throw the ball 50 times compared to 20, statistically, you're more likely to throw a pick or two because you threw it so many more times. So interception percentage of passes that become interceptions. Jalen Hurts right now, sixth worst. Mahomes, to your point, Hugh, fifth worst right now. They're very similar. Goff, seventh worst. Those guys have thrown a high percentage of interceptions. And then the opposite side of this is Burrow hasn't thrown one, and Daniels hasn't thrown one. Allen hasn't thrown any. They have a 0% interception. Let's hear Rex Ryan yesterday, Teddy Bruschi, back and forth about Nick Sirianni. Thought this was interesting as Sirianni, you know, he took to the podium after the game, said, blame me, it was my call, my fault. What did those guys think of this? Here was that on ESPN.
Especially to professional athletes. I mean, I think what he said about everything's on me, it's all on me, that's good for high school football, really, when you're protecting kids. But as a professional, sometimes it's on me. And I know it's on me, and I don't need you protecting me. So treat me like a man. There's a little bit of that there. He seems awkward a lot of times when I watch him and I hear him. And to be in a meeting room, I can imagine on Wednesday, I mean, the core four, okay, let's go back. The core four of this team, all right, it was
Fletcher, Kelsey, Cox, Graham, those guys,
all right, they're starting to get old and thin out, and leadership eventually transitions, okay, transitions to where certain players have to pick it up. And if they don't pick up that leadership and you're continually watching an awkward head coach continually speak in front of you, you know, you lose eyes.
The thing about the inconsistencies at Sirianni, you know, at the press conference and things like that. So this needed to be said from jump last week. It needed to be said.
Right.
Put it on you. All right. I think the players appreciate you when you put it on. You're not protecting them. You're taking it. Just say, okay, you're not in it by yourself. I'm right there with you. In fact, I'm in front of it. I'll take every damn bullet. That's what you're paid to do. And right now, when he deflected it last week, in my opinion, I thought that was awful. Like, that's a horrendous thing to do.
What do you make of that? So they're basically saying last week Sirianni said Kellen called the play, the drop to Saquon. That was Kellen Moore, you know, his call on the play, the way they ran a play there. And then on Sunday, he said it's on me. It was my decision. So they're basically like, either you take the blame all the time or you don't. What do you make of them with Sirianni?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I get exactly what he's talking about. Like, Andy Reid, no matter what happened, would always say, I got to do a better job.
Always on him.
Every time, and again, I have to always preface it by saying I like Coach Sirianni, but sometimes when you sit in press conferences, the less you say, the better off you'll be, because of that simple fact. Like, you're sending two different messages two different weeks. That's going to be a problem moving forward. The best thing for Coach to do is in this next press conference, whatever happens, don't explain as much as you did in the past. And you're going to probably get called, hey, you know, an eye's clamming up or whatever. You got to deal with that, man, because the more you try to explain it, the more you're going to talk to people that really don't get what you're trying to say, and the message is going to be skewed. So the best thing to do in this situation for your football team, if you want to have success and get to where we all want us to be, you just have to let Kellen Moore do his thing and do whatever your thing is.
It does feel like Sirianni, as the season goes on, could be more of a distraction for the team than Hurts, right? Hurts' play is the question. But he's not going to be a distraction week to week, right? He's going to play. Sometimes he'll play great. Sometimes he'll play okay, whatever. It does feel like the Sirianni thing is going to hover over them. Every player that I've heard speak this week is asked about Sirianni. Sirianni this. It's become like you can't avoid it. And he's got to do a better job avoiding that. He can't be the topic every week.
And that's what it is, Joe. The fact that we in Philadelphia are glazing over, not so much glazing, let me take that back, because that's not what we're doing. We talk about it every day. But the fact that they feel to NovaCare that this was not a big deal, and everybody and their mama outside the NovaCare that has ever played in the NFL.
Says what?
Is talking about this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Just go on social media and look at Sunday's feed from anybody that's an Eagles fan. And everybody's saying, well, why not take the points there? And then to sit there and take the hit like you did and then get defensive when asked, you know, why did you override it?
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot.
It
that's
is.
A lot for a head coach.
And when every player is asked the question about it, it becomes a distraction. 215-592-9494. For a bigger concern for the Eagles moving forward, is it Hurts? Is it Sirianni? Seth Joyner will join at 11 to talk about all this, your phone calls, and we got the biggest Hurts defender on the line next. We'll get to that next, and you. It's a Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.